Today, our guest on the program, Linda Blakely, joins us from the Arts Advisory Board.
Yep.
And been really working on... Last time when we visited, you had Chris Blocker with you, and we were getting ready for our holiday. We're starting to work on the holiday program and everything else, and do you realize that it's 2.5 weeks away?
I do.
As a matter of fact.
I do. We are starting to add all the layers now and putting it together. Actually, last year's show was such a success that we've doubled in size. And Chris is still frantically doing the parade. She is, I want to make it a point to say that they're still accepting entries for the parade. So visit Boone County and request that application and get that going. The timeline is all out. The marketing and all that's going to be coming out real quick. So
we're right there. And for folks that don't know, we've kind of this year, the way things have come together, obviously the 30th is going to be the show. That's what we're going for. It's the Thursday right before the first weekend in December.
Yes.
And that's kind of when the parade has been and everything else is kind of coming together on this. I know because the choir part of it, that last year, that was one of the issues because of kind of the late start getting going. And I know that with Pam Grunston, it was hard to put together what she wanted to do for a program. This year, people started coming out early, like in September, to be a part of it.
Yep, we started rehearsals for the choir in September. Many returned. We have new people. It is under the direction of Pam Grunstad. She's put them together. They are awesome. They are just rehearsed and ready to go. We've got them ready for the show. Our event, actually moving the show to join the parade and the tree lighting. The mayor handed down the tree lighting to the arts this year, so that was exciting. And then we collaborated with the CVB for the parade. The super thing is that, you know, getting the timeline out there, because people are already asking, so is the parade going to happen, you know? So yes, it is going to happen. It's 6 o'clock on November 30th, and immediately following that will be the tree lighting ceremony, as in past traditions. This year's tree lighting ceremony is quite different, though. And why is that, Jim? Because we have you narrating it this year.
Well, I'll do my best.
You will.
I will do my best.
You have joined us this year. It's going to be super, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that.
I think people need to understand. So what we have are basically a show, and then which you're probably going to do twice.
Yep,
and then we're going to have the parade. The tree lighting will be going on, and now so the show itself is going to be where?
Okay, at the City Auditorium. We have coordinated the event so that there's something for everybody, and you can attend all of them if you want. So the timing is okay. The event is basically from 4 to 8. And the retail shops have joined in as far as they're kicking off a scavenger hunt. And I tell people just go to Shops and Story for that information.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be open normal business hours. The Boone County Historical Society's annual soup supper, biggest fundraiser of the year, they've fallen under the community Christmas celebration. And so you can have soup and go to the parade. You can go to the parade and have soup, however order
whatever
you want to do it. All family friendly. The parade starts at 6. The tree lighting is after that. And then you hustle down to the 7 o'clock show at the auditorium. We'll have a lighted path for you. So it'll all be lit up. Santa will meet and greet people at 5 o'clock in the auditorium and after the show at 7:30 in the auditorium.
How important has it been for these other groups to say, can we tie in? Can we do something? We'd like to do something at this time, like the Shops on Store.
I think it's super important because I think our goal for the community Christmas celebration, which was conceived by the arts last year with the show, was to bring people together. We have all these entities that want to celebrate Christmas, but we want to bring people to the Boone area. You know, we hope to expand it to neighborhood decorating contests, you know, stuff like that. But like I said, it doubled this year. We had people reach out to us, bottle Blitz, for example, for those people that like fine wine and craft beer, you know, catch them. They're all doing something at this time. So
and merchants have an opportunity. It's a Thursday night.
It is. And it's the kickoff of the season. Thanksgiving is over.
Mm-hmm.
People have gone that Black Friday shopping. And now what do you do? Well, you know, here we are. It is ready to go. Let's celebrate and make a festival out of it.
You are at at the whim of Mother Nature, though. Got to throw it in there because last year it was a little rain. We have had rain. We have had, I mean, I can think back over the years for the typical event that's going to be held. Either we've had bitterly cold, we've had very pleasant conditions, we've had, you know, you name it.
We live in Iowa.
We live in Iowa. Yeah. It happens, especially when you're doing an outdoor event.
Right. And so the reason why we laid this out is the weather is a factor for the tree lighting. So how can we keep it short and simple and you know, have the Disney-esque without mm-hmm. ruining equipment? So the tree lighting is special this year. It is done with music. And even the shower singers and the car singers, there's a place for you to join in with the carols, the carolers. Then we move the show inside. And we forgot to mention, who's the master of ceremonies for our holiday show this year, Jim?
I think I know this person.
We're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy agreed to do that.
I will do that.
Yes, you will. And you're going to bring, you're just somebody else, KWBG, joining us with this. It's to bring the community together for one celebration. And I'm excited for all the people that want to be a part of it. I think we're going to have a great time.
So, it costs the folks outside of whatever you're going to be like in the parade to put lights on your vehicle or whatever.
Yeah.
That's your cost.
Right, right.
I mean,
it's free to
come
attend.
Come on down.
Everything is free to attend. Hot chocolate at the tree lighting is provided by the Salvation Army. Don't want to forget that they're having their tour drive. And so you can bring new toys to the city hall anytime, you know, from 4 to 8. There's just so many people that are coming on, and we're still going to be having people added. And the timeline where they need to go for it is the Boone Arts Advisory Board Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It'll be uploaded on the city website, and then it'll just start sharing.
So one of the issues, I'm guessing, you now might all of a sudden have people saying, we would like to do something, you know, we would like to do something. And, well, if it's something that could fit in, but, I mean, you're not going to, basically, you guys have just been kind of the vehicle to drive it in this direction.
Right, right.
Tying other people in and other groups and organizations in, that's...
Yeah, well, and we created the holiday show. Yeah. That's our thing. The arts is the holiday show. And then the tree lighting aspect of the ceremony, that's us as well. That's the Boone Arts. But, everybody has their own thing they want to do, and if there's a place for them. So people can still join it on that level. Mm-hmm. Marketing-wise, though, there's got to be a cutoff date. You're going to have to market yourself, but we definitely will put it on our Facebook page. And then we hope next year they join the production team.
Get out there and make it even bigger.
Yes.
Even bigger.
That's our goal.
Well, the challenge is when I keep looking at that calendar and I'm going, oh, then all Christmas is right there. It is pretty quick.
It is.
And we know, for the merchants and stuff like that, the shops on Story, this is a great opportunity for them, especially if we generate a lot of traffic and excitement.
That's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying. Work together.
All right. So we've got the choir. Don't know. We call it the, what do you want to call
holiday
it?
Show.
The holiday show.
The holiday show.
And once again, they are under the direction of Pam Grunstead.
Yep.
And she's had time to work with them. I hear they are sounding phenomenal.
They've given their time too. You know, they've had 27 rehearsals. Yep. That's a lot of time to give. And we didn't require 27 rehearsals, but most of them came to all of them. So they wanted to be there.
They miss it. They like doing this.
Yep, they're singers.
And that's it. And they get from all over, from what I understand, all over the county, not just...
No, Ames. We have people from Ames, Madrid, Ogden, Boone. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Yeah.
And there's a lot.
Yeah.
We've got some young people from school are helping out, too. They've volunteered to step up and do some of the legwork.
The carolers. Boone Interact Club is going to help us get set up and tore down. The Sacred Heart School and the Trinity Lutheran School, those music directors have been teaching their kids carols so they can carol with us around the tree.
All right. Yeah. So we've got a lot of things that are going on. It's going to be on the 30th, folks. Start paying attention because more information will be coming out. There will be a show before the tree lighting.
That's VIP only right now because we're limited seating. So we wanted to make sure that those that sponsored it got a seat. But then if seating allows, we'll open it up to the public. Mm-hmm. That's at 4:30. And so we just want people, if you're turned away, there's a 7 o'clock show. Yeah. So, yeah.
So, and judging by that, we're talking 4:30, so probably an hour long?
Everything's about 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Everything, we kept about 20 minutes. So the parade's about 20 minutes, the tree lighting's about 20 minutes, the show's about 20 minutes.
They can move around and go back and forth?
They can eat in between. Well, they can eat in between. Well, you can eat before or after the show, you know, the parade and tree lighting. But we tried to put the show on either end of that so you can still participate in the festivities of the parade and the tree lighting.
Okay, so we're going to be having information coming out, again, the schedule, the things like that, and again, the groups that might be trying to join, because it seems like as you get closer, all of a sudden, well, we could do something with this,
absolutely,
too. They can find out by making contact.
They can, absolutely. boon.arts.board@gmail.com, or just contact the city, they'll get you to us.
Okay, good enough. 30th.
Thank you.
What are you going to do afterwards?
Go rest.
Go.
2 days I don't answer my phone.
Anyway, no, but it's one of those things that we knew last year. It was put together very quickly. You were able to do it. Had a good show. People enjoyed it. Had a little rain. But this year we plan for being indoors for the show itself, for the holiday show. But tree lighting and the holiday lighted parade, the typical outdoor.
Yes. And I have one more thank you. The fire department. Their kitchen and their sleeping quarters are right next to the auditorium, and they still are not sick of the choir. So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yeah, we know that if they're there, too. All right, Linda, thanks for taking time joining us, getting us updated on what's happening. We look forward to having a great show and participating in a great show. It is going to be on the 30th of November, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.